say she should uphold and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Liberia and all other laws. This group of people stole voter registration cards from their children at night to make the personal Republic of Liberia, and they did confess to her. Many years have come and gone, and the president did not take an action. It is a criminal matter. To deprive people of their voting rights is a criminal matter. So it means that the president was in full support, either in abetting the process, and the president refused, as the executor of the law, to have some charges against those who were involved. So it presupposes that the president has violated the fundamental oath she took to uphold and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Liberia.
Representative Gray, you are a member of the Liberian legislature. What do you intend to do?
We've been in consultative meetings with many lawmakers, some from the Congress of Democratic Change and other institutions. We are studying the possibility of presenting the bill of impeachment. So we spoke on to legal-minded people, some of our lawyers, because this action by those who stole the voter registration card from their children affects the CDCO a whole lot in the process of other political parties in the 2005 runoff election. It also justifies the numerous accusations. The CDC did accuse some parents of taking their children's voter registration card, and also people buying voter registration card as a campaign strategy by the Unity Party. So the president authorized has justified our accusation. So we are preparing a bill of impeachment, a possible bill of impeachment against the president during the next sitting.
As you know, that the ruling party, the ruling Unity Party, probably has the majority of members in the House of Representatives and in the legislature. This probably will mean that any attempt to bring up any impeachment may not take place. How do you intend to get around that if this is the case?
I do not want to preempt that. I know that there are some people who were elected. I do not want to preempt that. But just in case there is an invasion, I can tell you that history will remember our children today and our children tomorrow and children unborn. We definitely remember that we took an action on the basis of the parliament process because we could be questioned in the process, especially upon the revelation. And the history of our country will be written that people stood firm and committed and spoke too